Come in, do the right thing. Get up, have a party. Get up. Get up. Come in, do the right thing. Get up, have a party. Get up. Get up.
From no past, no future. Fumbling through the ether, take a ride in Aquila. Cost you 30 liras, push your dealer, hits the meter. A shrewd operator in the shadow of a beacon. Have a dirty weekend, interesting proposition. Insinuate and listen. Listen. What a way to make a living. Scissors to the ripper, throw my hands like a reverend. Triple sixes, double sevens. When I get down to this, cut catalyst. Huh. For a revolution.
in operative. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Click. 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 Inoperative. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Click. Inoperative.
Broken to battalion 39.
Stretching all the way up the West Side Highway on both sides. That is heading north. It's completely shut down. There's people in the streets for blocks.
234.
This is the back of the march, and the police have been allowed to go to the people, and everybody else turned around. And this NYPD truck, we can confirm, has a mounted
LRAD.
I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. The government you have elected inoperative.
That's how blind we're waiting for. At this point, thank you for joining us. We do begin tonight with breaking news out of South Carolina. It's from the city of North Charleston, South Carolina. And as Chris just mentioned there, a police officer from North Charleston has been arrested and charged with murder in the shooting death of an apparently unarmed civilian. At any moment now, we are expecting a press conference with the family of the man who was killed. That's a live shot showing there, the site where we believe the family is going to be speaking. We'll go to that as soon as that starts. This shooting happened on Saturday morning in North Charleston. Police reports show that a North Charleston police officer stopped a Mercedes sedan, which you saw just there. The sedan reportedly had a brake light that was not working.
I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative.
We don't know the exact circumstances of what happened after the immediate police stop, but Mr. Scott ended up, at some point, running from the police officer who stopped him. The police officer then chased Mr. Scott on foot. That North Charleston policeman ended up firing 8 shots as he pursued Walter Scott across a grassy lot in North Charleston. Mr. Scott was shot multiple times and died of his injuries.
Thank you.
from him. The attorney said the officer, quote, felt threatened and that he had followed all proper procedures before firing his gun 8 times at Walter Scott. That was the news as of yesterday in South Carolina. Okay, the attorney for the police officer in that fatal shooting defending his client. Things changed late today when we got another side of the story. Turns out there was a cell phone video taken by a bystander of what happened on Saturday morning. The attorney for the family of Walter Scott got a copy of that video and then gave it to the New York Times.
The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Click. I am sorry. I am sorry. I am sorry. I am sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Click.
Which published it late today. And this very difficult video, I am not going to play this.
The government you have elected is inoperative. The government you have elected.
He's been in that force for more than 5 years. Officer Slager was arrested and charged at the North Charleston police station where he works. We have seen a string of police-involved shootings recently where officers have used deadly force against unarmed suspects. In many of those cases, the officers have not been charged, and that is part of why those cases have become such high-profile things. That was the case last year in Ferguson, Missouri, with the killing of 18-year-old Michael Brown. That was the case in Staten Island, New York, with the killing of Eric Garner. Those police officers in both of those shootings were not charged. In the past few months, though, we have also seen cases where police officers using force have been criminally charged for that use of force. In February, it was a Colorado police officer who was arrested after he stopped a man skateboarding, followed the man to his home, and shot him to death in front of his mother. It was the first time an on-duty officer in Colorado had been charged with murder in over 2 decades. We're going to go now to the live press conference being held by the family of Walter Scott in South Carolina.
In Atlanta, Georgia, along with attorney Justin Bamberg. We have the family of Mr. Scott with us. These are his parents right here, his brother, his children, all of his family here to support tonight. And we're just here to say we've seen all of the developments that happened. And as we watched the news where the mayor announced that the officer would be charged with murder, everyone in the home just started crying and hugging. It brought a short sense of relief and joy that the distance that we have to travel to try and get justice was beginning, and that for the first time in a long time, an officer was going to be charged.
WCOM LPFM Chapel Hill Carborough. This is Micro Power Community Based Carborough / Chapel Hill / Chatham County's DJ Micro Power Radio, community-based radio, where we rock out and try and cover a different spot one way or another. You've got folks rocking out downtown here in Carborough, actually walking through, literally, and going to the Talib Kweli show over at the Cradle. which I actually have been stamped, and I'm going to get back in over the, to it, but it's my time to be on the radio, so I'm here. And I'm at the Immortal Technique / Talib show. You guys don't know about that guy. You would love him because you probably also have heard also, you know, other crazy cool stuff like KRS-One, Rage Against the Machine. We just played some cool, crazy new, relatively new Fly Low to start the show, all of which is trying to spotlight some of the craziness in the world. So that's what we do on the Furious George show. You can hear more about it if you go to WCOMFM.org or go to FuriousG.blogspot.com where you can see some of the old shows. We appreciate you doing it and supporting Micropower Radio, including supporting the radio by going to our Hickory Tavern party where we're going to have a little festival / event to fundraise for the station. So keep your ears tuned for that. It's going to be May 7th. So if you're around and about and you're hungry, you better get over there and support Micropower Radio. And let us continue to do what we're doing, which is hitting on different crazy topics, which, of course, the craziest thing going on right now is how an unarmed South Carolina man was shot down behind and back by the police, which really is not news. So I'm not really exactly sure what the big deal is. I guess they have a video showing it, but I don't know. I think they documented this a long time ago and just seems to be the newest thing that they, you know, people just can't ignore. So that's what we're going to do. Spotlight it. Bogusness that folks can't ignore, as well as maybe cranking some cool beats to help the cathartic release go. Where, speaking of going, I'm out of here. I'm going back to the Talib show, but no, really, I'm going to actually be here throwing on some of these crazy sounds, including many different sounds from, oh my gosh, from the Eric Garner protests, which I recorded live as they were going down. And then I also had a whole bunch of cool, crazy beats from, or not beats, but live sounds from the protests in Ferguson, including not just protests, but like stuff, you know, some crazy unrighteous rioting. But look, it just went down and I recorded it and I like to play the sounds because it sounds crazy because that's what the world is. I'm Micro Furious Radio. It's 10:20 time. I'm going to get back into it. Thanks for listening to Micro Power Radio for real. I'm Furious George. We're going to keep on with the keeping on here. You do what you're doing. Also, support Micro Radio if you can, WCOMFM.org. Or you can call us here at 919-929-9601. And most of all, support your community Micro Power Revolution. I'm Furious!
Gas chamber full of Zyklon B. Just like the Spanish exterminating Tainos, raping the black and Indian women, creating Latinos. Motherfucker.
motherfuckers made me out of self-righteous hatred. And now you got yourself a virus, stuck in the matrix, a suicide bomber, strapped and ready to blow. Lethal injection, strapped down, ready to go. Don't you understand, you'll never let me live out in peace. Concrete jungle, guerrilla war out in the streets. Nat Turner with the sickle, pitchfork and machete. The end of the world, motherfucker, you not ready. This is the point of no return and nobody can stop it. Malcolm Little running up before Elijah Muhammad. The comet that killed the dinosaurs, changing the earth. They love to criticize, they always say I changed for the worse. Like prescription pills when you were Jerusalem, nigga. The Templar Knights when they took Jerusalem, nigga. And figured out what was buried under Solomon's temple. Al-Aqsa, the name is not coincidental. I know too much, the government is trying to murder me. No coming back like cutting your wrists open vertically. How could the serpent be purposely put in charge of the country? Genetic engineered sickness spread amongst me. My people are so hungry that they attack without reason. Like a fucking dog ripping off the hand that feeds him. Immortal technique is treason to the Patriot Act. So come and get me, motherfucker, cause I'm not coming back. This is the point from which I can never return. And if I back down now, then forever I burn. This is the point from which I can never retreat. Cause if I turn back now, there can never be peace. This is the point from which I will die, succeed, live in the struggle. I know I'm alive when I breathe. From now on, it can never be the same as before. Cause the place that I'm from doesn't exist anymore. This is the point of no return. And you better believe this. Mary Magdalene giving birth to the children of Jesus. The evolution of the world, bloody and dramatic. Human beings killing monkeys to conquer the planet. The kingdoms of Africa and Mesopotamia. Machine gunning your body with depleted uranium. This is the age of microchips and titanium. The dark side of the moon in contact with aliens. I started out like Australians. Criminal minds broke into hell, tore it down and built the city behind it. Stockholm, murderous methodology, nigga. Remember that I'm just a man, don't follow me, nigga. Cause once you pass the point, you can never go home. You gotta face the possibility of dying alone. So tell me, motherfucker, how could you die for the throne when you don't even got the fucking heart to die for your own? It rains acid one day, the elk will drop in a stone. And you'll be looking at the world living inside of a dome. Computerized humanity living inside of a throne. This is the place where the unknown is living in real. No more the planet X on the seventh seal. Universal truth is not measured in mass appeal. This is the last time that I kneel and pray to the sky. Cause almost everything that I was ever told was a lie. This is the point from which I can never return. And if I back down now, then forever I burn. This is the point from which I can never retreat. Cause if I turn back now, there can never be peace. This is the point from which I will die, succeed, live in the struggle. I know I'm alive when I bleed. From now on, it can never be the same as before. Cause the place that I'm from doesn't exist anymore.
No video. What if there was no witness or hero, as I call him, to come forward?
Thank you, Lord.
Then this wouldn't have happened. Because as you can see, the initial reports stated something totally different. The officer said that Mr. Scott attacked him and pulled his taser and tried to use it on him. But somebody was watching.
Hallelujah.
There was a witness that came forward with the video. And the initial reports were wrong.
Hallelujah.
And that doesn't happen all the time across this country.
I
doesn't happen if you're African American. It doesn't happen if you're Caucasian. If things happen when nobody's watching, would we be here today? Or would it have just been another victim? We're gonna have a representative from the family speak, his brother.
My name is Anthony Scott. And from the beginning, when it happened the first day, all we wanted was the truth. And I think through the process, we've received the truth. And we can't get my brother back, and my family is in deep mourning for that. But through the process of justice has been served. And I don't think that all police officers are bad cops, but there are some bad ones out there.
And it looks like an attempted cover-up of that murder that just happened to be caught on video. Now, I think the concern everyone should have is the police report says what every police report is supposed to say. I was fearful for my life. This was a dangerous person. And yet, it turns out it wasn't true. We see this over and over again. The police report says this black man is dangerous. I was so afraid for my life. Oh my God, I had to do something and he's going to kill me. And now we finally have something where nobody can say that the police report was true. And you get this murder charge. But what if there had been no video? What if it had just been another situation where an unarmed black man was killed and the police officer said, well, he grabbed me, he had my weapon, and we would have all gone on as if nothing happened? We have to start dealing with the fact that there are two standards of justice in this country. And you do not see these kind of things happening. Unfortunately, they shouldn't happen to anybody, but they're not happening at the same level to white men. They're happening over and over and over again to unarmed black men in America. I defy any of the people who said all these other cases, you're playing the race card, etc., and he shouldn't have fought back. Well, here's a situation where the person did not comply, but nobody could say that this man should have been shot down like a dog the way that he was. This is despicable. It is a cold-blooded act of murder and probably an attempted cover-up, and but for the video, no one would have believed that man's story.
Grand Central College Edition, like Grand Central College Crowdcast. That's all I waited for. Last waited for. Do you need to point by a second? That's so strong. That's so strong. I'm alive, but I do not. That's my shot. No. You want to have a portable federal? The portal gang. Why is this coming? You want to. Check the portable. Yes, check your carrier. You blocked the transmission gate. Check your carrier. All units, you block the carry. Check your carry. You block the transmission. Continue to check your carry. You continue to check your carriers. Transit portable. Your message was totally blocked. Okay. Send out your message.
Device control are shut down. Call 5-6 train service southbound. Blasting additional units.
You need them on the southbound, up top, okay?
There's two additional, you said there's two additional units to location. We have there four units, we need additional.
Again, well, that's unit 2 out there.
So the people not seeing the door, let me show you what's going on. This West Side Highway. That's one.
There's a traffic
in the direction. There are thousands of people.
Yeah, 478 Mexican Market and Door 3.
7847. Number. Show us on 7847.
Number 5789. Shut down the West Side Highway in both
directions. Inside the tour. Order. Stop. Southbound. Number 3 line. 456 Grand Central to southbound side
check. Adam 581, this is 585, this is looking for what's going to be that unit.
Anything else on 1473?
Did you know that? Yes. Commercial Burger, take it to West
47. Too hard. Put that on. What's the first name of that?
Go hard jewelry, it's a lot of people. I need my glasses on. Can you read? Is that 4K or 9K?
I'm sorry,
I'm sorry. Where's that 85
coming from? Oh,
thank you to the 5,000
people
tuning in.
Additional to the
southbound. I'm pretty sure this is better than what I'm saying.
I've 10-4 finder, you boy, so it's all in all.
The southbound is central, no further.
Further? That's the Grand Central. No further, no further, no further to Grand Central.
Rolling slowly, and that whenever we get to an exit ramp, there will be a ton of them on the exit ramp.
No! I just got to check you all. That's a no further for transit. No further.
Sounds like a bridge. There's no pedestrian walkway here. you get off the highway, they have to use an exit ramp. And at any exit.
I'm sorry. The government you have elected in office. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is in office.
Yeah,
that's
shit up.
Bye.
I'm sorry. The government ye knuckles.
They call him Knuckles.
Not gone yet.
He's been appealing.
I'm sorry. The government you have elected is
The government you have elected is inoperative.
Click. In operative. Click. Click.
I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative.